The halacha for today, we're doing Shulchan Menachem, talking about being careful in food. We know that especially when it comes to the Yom Tov Pesach, everybody has their own chumras, their own shitas. Especially in Chabad, there are very, very stringent and very strict laws, A, as it applies to Matzah Shruya, as they call it today, Gebrux, as to make sure not to have anything gebrux, and they go through great deals, great efforts to cover up the matzahs all the time, and before pouring, using a cup or a plate to make sure that there is no crumbs over there. And even for mayim achronim, which normally after washing your hands, you would pass them on your lips, they don't do that during the Pesach. Of course, that excludes achron shel Pesach, in which there is actually a tradition to be mahadir, the dafke, to use shruya during all meals. And in one place, the Rebbe writes, even as far as young children goes, to try to be careful as far as shruya. But it seems from another place where the Rebbe writes, is as opposed to, which is another hidur in Chabad, that it's an absolute chumrah that we are careful, is to only eat shmura matzah, hand-baked shmura matzah, not to eat any machine matzah during the Yom Tov, the entire Yom Tov. Over there, it's even more strict than is with Shruya, as the Rebbe writes in one place, that is connected to the Mechala de Mehemem Nusa, the food of belief, as the Zohar says, which is connected to the matzah, that specifically requires handmade shmura matzah and not machine matzah, and therefore even young children should only partake in handmade shmura matzah, as is the tradition over here. There's another thing about using sugar on Pesach. The Rebbe brings down here that his father-in-law did not use any sugar at all, period. I mean, I haven't seen that in reality. Some may be machmer to that, but I know they cook the sugar. Some people do that in order to make sure that it's bottled before Pesach, in case there's anything there. But here it brings down that the Rebbe wrote that the previous Rebbe did not use any sugar at all. Now, there is one more issue over here is, you know, of course, we are careful with kidneys in Ashkenaz communities. We don't eat anything that comes from legumes. Now, the Rebbe wrote this in a telegram to the people. They just came out of Russia at the time, and they were in France. These were the people, the refugees, narrowly escaped over there. And the Rebbe writes that over here they can use Natola oil. They used to have that when we were growing up, Natola oil. And that's made out of cottonseed oil. Now, cottonseed oil has an issue because some people say that doesn't apply to kidneys because it's not eaten. It's only used for the extracting the oil. So it doesn't really apply to it, the chumrah of kidneys, of being careful of legumes to that. Others disagree. Further, there's other issues because some say that oil, bichlal, it's a secondary product of, it's not the actual legumes itself. But that, of course, we're machmir not to use. But in this case, the Rebbe says that they can use that, the Rebbe said. So it's questionable that maybe it was because of difficult times, they didn't have anything else to use. Is it something today we have plenty of good hashgachas for Shemen Zayis, which I think is the prevalent community, but I guess everybody do what is their custom, and the main thing is it should bring along the matzah, both hamnusa and asvasa, belief and healing to all of us.